The letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Kurandar, December 22, 1972. Of course, Kurandar, some background here. Kurandar was the temple president of Los Angeles Temple, and very enthusiastic. He had a brother named Keshav, and Kurandar was also in charge of VBT and book distribution. He was a very powerful, intelligent, energetic, and resourceful devotee. Did a lot of service for the happiness and pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very happy to have such a qualified, serious disciple. And so he was always preaching and dealing with devotees. So Prabhupada wrote him gave him some very nice points, which any preacher, a lot of us are preaching, doing congregational preaching or counseling groups, congregational preaching to a group of ladies or a group of men, grihastha men preaching to grihastha men, or grihastha ladies preaching to a group of ladies. This is a very nice point Prabhupada made in his letter that we can apply in our preaching. For example, Prabhupada in this letter, he talks about the relationship between enthusiasm and purity. Enthusiasm for devotion, enthusiasm for serving Krishna, and purity gained by following regulative principles. So we have these four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. So these regulative principles are for everyone to follow. Otherwise, enthusiasm will dwindle. Prabhupada is making a correlation here between following these religious principles, because these four principles basically create an atmosphere of mercy, cleanliness, austerity, and truthfulness. When one follows these four principles, then he becomes merciful, he becomes clean, austere, and truthful. And these qualities of mercy, cleanliness, austerity, and truthfulness, when they combine an individual, they create a certain enthusiastic feeling, certain enthusiasm for life and enthusiasm for doing something and contributing something and acting in a positive way, progressive, pure, and spiritual way. So in relation to Krishna consciousness, it means enthusiasm for spiritual life. Prabhupada said, if we don't follow these principles, then we won't be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. We won't be enthusiastic to hear about Krishna or chant about Krishna or preach about Krishna. We'll become interested again. If we don't follow these principles, we'll start thinking about illicit activities, become restless, and so many problems will arise. So Prabhupada explains another point about being enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. One factor of enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness is purity. We gain purity by following these four regulative principles: not engaging in any form of illicit sex, not eating any meat, fish, eggs, onions, garlic, coffee, tea, chocolate, etc. Not engaging in gambling or speculating or stock markets or playing cards. Not eating. And no intoxication, drinking, smoking, all these things. So that's one way to maintain enthusiasm. By following these regular principles which help us contribute and develop the qualities of mercy, cleanliness, austerity, and truthfulness. And another way to be enthusiastic in devotional service is to be engaged or doing some service that's satisfying to a devotee. So Prabhupada said a devotee should always be engage in doing something satisfying in Krishna's service, and that way we'll be enthusiastic. So if we're satisfied and feel happy and satisfied to chant Krishna's name, then we should be engaged in chanting. If we're happy and satisfied to play harmonium and sing bhajans, then we should sing bhajans. If we're happy and satisfied to read about Krishna, then we should read about Krishna as much as possible. we find happiness and satisfaction distributing books or preaching, giving classes, then we should do that. That will make us enthusiastic, our own satisfaction. Because if we're enthusiastic and finding satisfaction in some limb of devotion, some practice, some limb of devotion, then it's very easy to follow regulative principles. So then Prabhupada mentioned a very interesting point here. He said that the leaders should be careful not to kill the spirit, not the leaders should be careful not to kill the spirit of enthusiastic service, which is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. So the art of preaching, Prabhupada talks about leaders, and we talk about leaders in ISKCON, usually we say they're managers. The temple president is manager, GVC is a manager, whatever. Temple commanders, sankirtan leaders, they're managers, but actually they're preachers. They're managing people, they're guiding people, they're engaging people in Krishna's service, but they're preaching. So Prabhupada says that if you're a preacher, we should understand that devotional service, if we're trying to preach to someone to encourage them to help us with book distribution or to encourage them to chant the holy name or take part in some devotional programs, we should understand that this service, the desire to serve Krishna is voluntary. One, we serve Krishna, it's not forced, it's not a prison, it's not the army. The spirit of service is individual. It's spontaneous and voluntary. Devotional service is voluntary. We want to do it. We're not forced to do it. No one's holding a gun to our head. We're not serving Krishna out of fear or out of duty. We're serving Krishna because we want to. It's voluntary. My own volition, my own will and desire. And it's spontaneous. Something comes up inside my heart. When I chant, I feel like serving. This is a sign of bhakti, so I feel enthusiastic. If we're actually contacting Krishna, if we're actually connecting with Krishna by our chanting, by our japa, by our kirtan, by our association, by our hearing of classes, and by our reading of books, if we're actually connecting with and contacting Krishna by our surrender, by our attention, and by our sincerity, then the result will be that we'll become enthusiastic to serve Krishna. We'll feel individually that we want to. It'll be a spontaneous, voluntary flow. The Prabhupada says, the art of management is to learn how to draw out the spontaneous, loving spirit or sacrificing some energy for Krishna. So this is a beautiful instruction for managers, for preachers, for husbands, for wives, for mothers with their children, husbands leading their wives on the spiritual path, or preachers inspiring their followers and students to go forward and progress in devotional service, or to engage in the various limbs of devotion. This is a beautiful statement of Srila Prabhupada. The art of preaching. If someone is a preacher, what is he actually trying to accomplish by his words, by his love, by his concern, by his compassion, by his attention, by his care, by his guidance, by his instructions? What is this preacher? What is this counselor? What is this pracharak? What is he trying to do? All those actions that he's directing towards a conditioned soul or toward his followers or towards his students in a class or toward his wife or toward his children or her children, family. They're trying to draw out the spontaneous, loving spirit for sacrificing some energy for Krishna. Every living being, every human being has so much energy, physical energy, mental energy, intellectual energy, emotional energy, heart energy, that's being scattered and splayed around the material world in amongst various relations and vocations and jobs and relationships and relations and relatives. But devotional service means to serve Krishna. to spend our time to please Krishna, to offer our energy, our kaya, mana, vakya, our body, mind, and words, in the pleasing, favorable service of the Lord. So this is real preaching. This is real compassion. This is real expertise. A devotee should be expert. This is one of the 26 qualities of devotee. He should be expert in drawing out the spontaneous, loving spirit for sacrificing some energy for Krishna. This is really eloquence in its finest expression by Srila Prabhupada. Because the word Krishna means to draw out, to draw out Krishna. So if we can touch the hearts of our students, touch the hearts of our family members, and touch the hearts of the conditioned souls with our achar, our behavior, with our prachar, our preaching, and with our love, then they will respond with a loving spirit. The loving spirit for sacrificing some energy for Krishna will arise and manifest and awaken in their hearts. And all of our dependents and all of our students and family members will rise to the call and become absorbed in pure devotional service for the pleasure of Bhagavan Sri Krishna.